Matt, the Woking Means Business event in Woking, and I'm talking to Anita Avery, who is the Woking and Sam Bear Hospices corporate fundraising manager.
That's correct.
And I'm really pleased to be talking to you today because I'm here actually representing Optichrome, who are a great local company, and they've just announced, although they've not publicly announced it yet, the fact that the Woking Hospice is going to be their chosen charity, which surely you're delighted about.
We're absolutely delighted. Optichrome are very visible in the community.
Yes.
As you know, you can see their name and their building on every train that comes from London or goes to London.
Yeah.
So we're absolutely delighted they're getting involved with us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, you've got lots of things going on event-wise, but before which I would like to cover.
Yep.
But before you do, just tell us a little bit about the Woking Hospice and what the type of care that you do. It's not all about end-of-life care, is it?
Absolutely not. This is a message. This is why we're here today. We have little road shows, etc. We try to encourage people to come in the hospice because it isn't just about end-of-life. It's not just about the 10 beds.
Yeah.
Effectively, for every one person we look after in the hospice, our teams, our clinical nursing specialists, look after 30 in the community. But not only that, we have day services, we have bereavement counselling. You know, we have so many other things that go on, and we just try to get that message across to people.
Right. Now, people, you mentioned the bereavement service, which I think is a vital service, actually, to the community. And bereavement affects people in different ways. You know, somebody might lose someone close to them, but it might not hit them straight away. And I remember you and I met a few weeks ago, and you were telling me that you don't put a time limit on that. So if there is somebody that all of a sudden they're feeling something, they don't know what they're feeling, they can come and speak to you, can't they?
Effectively, we do an awful lot of work with adults, but also children as well. Even though we are an adult hospice, unfortunately, it's not just older people who have a life-limiting condition.
Yep.
So we often find that we're dealing with families where one parent may have a condition that means that, unfortunately, they won't be here next Christmas. So our teams deal with the families right from the get-go, right from the minute they contact us, right through to however long it takes. And as I said, we've got footsteps, which is under 12s, and then often the children from the footsteps bereavement counselling group will go through to our teenage counselling, which is called the Tommy D Project.
Right, excellent. Now, you've got lots going on with the hospice event-wise, because it costs a lot of money to run that hospice.
Oh, yes.
You only have 10 beds. How much does it cost on a daily basis, would you estimate?
Right, well, we've actually, I've only got the figures for both hospices because we've obviously got Sambia over in Weybridge.
Yes.
And the area that we cover, we're sort of, our catchment's about 400,000 people. Now, if I said to you that we've got to fundraise between 6 and 7 million every single year to keep our doors open, that will kind of give you an understanding of how much money we need to fundraise to keep our services going.
Okay, and you want to expand those services, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, there is always a continuing need, but also a growth as well because of the population, because of, you know, aging population, all sorts of things. You see, you know, the need for housing as well. It's all those things. But we're very excited about our new hospice, which is going to be state-of-the-art, 20-bedder, over in Goldsworth Park in Woking, opening in 2016.
So 20 beds, that's 20 effectively
beds.
Doubling your inpatient.
Well, actually, we've got the 10 beds from Weybridge, which are coming across, because
Are you merging the two together?
Not the hospices, just the beds,
right.
Because the beds over in Weybridge weren't in a purpose-built unit.
Right.
And this will be purpose-built, you know, rooms large enough to accommodate family members, access out into open spaces. It's going to be astonishing, fantastic. We're very excited about it.
Wonderful. Now the events, which is the thing is that there's a serious part to what you guys do, obviously, which we've just discussed.
Yes.
But fundraising is all about having fun. And
yes.
I've got to say that the events that you guys run are really fun. There's no doubt about that. And one that I'm particularly excited about is the Santa Fun Run.
Yes.
And Optichrome have basically said that they're going to encourage all their staff to take part in that, which will be quite something to see. All of them, all of them in the Santa outfits and all the rest of it. But they're also going to pay the entrance fee for each member of staff. and they're just going to try and encourage them to get as much sponsorship as possible. Just tell us about the Santa Fun Run. For those that are listening to this, it might want to take part, because we're also going to be encouraging our customers to take part in this
too. Fantastic. Right. Santa Fun Run is on the 7th of December at Mercedes-Benz World.
Yeah.
You can actually go onto our website, www.wsbhospices.co.uk.
Yeah.
You can also call us on the fundraising number, Woking 881752. We have leaflets. There's a number of events going on. We try to find something that will fit everybody.
Yeah.
And the Santa Fun Run, it's a no-brainer. It's the lead up to Christmas. Everybody loves dressing up.
Yeah.
Most people do.
Yeah.
And we're trying to encourage people to engage like that, because we're saying to people, make your New Year's resolution a charity challenge.
Yes.
It means you get fit, you're doing something good, you're giving back to the community, it's that kind of thing. So please do come along and join Opticrum in the Santa Fun Run.
Fantastic. Now, I got a press release actually this morning from the Woking Hospice about a Christmas fair that you're running too.
Yes.
Very soon. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, certainly. This is a long established gift and craft fair, which is happening.
It's very well attended, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, there's so many wonderful Christmas gifts and all sorts of things you can buy. Loads and loads of stall holders. And that is on the 26th, Sunday the 26th of October, 10 till 4 at Woking Leisure Centre.
Right, and do the stall holders pay to take part in that? Is that how you're going to make some money for the hospice?
That is how it works.
Okay, brilliant. Well, listen, thanks very much for taking part in the podcast. Really excited to be able to be working with the Woking Hospice, such a worthy cause. And no doubt we'll be doing lots of media coverage of all the things we're involved with going forward. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Opticrum.